Well, we are joined this morning on the phone by a guest. Angie Smith joins us from the Narconon Arrowhead Agency. Angie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for some time with us here this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Is it cold where you are?
It is freezing, and I'm from California originally, so I'm not used to anything below 40.
Well, it's well below 40, or it has been here in the last few days in Iowa. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about, we have visited with some different folks from the Narconon Arrowhead Agency over the last few years about some different issues and aspects of drug and alcohol abuse. And we never really stopped to talk much about Narconon itself. So let's do a little bit of that today. Can you tell folks a little bit about what Narconon is?
Well, Narconon is one of the oldest and most effective nonprofit substance abuse treatment centers in the world. The Narconon, it's a network of like drug and alcohol rehabilitation and education centers that has been in operation for over 46 years worldwide. Now, the one I'm calling from is the Narconon in Oklahoma, and we've actually delivered drug and alcohol rehabilitation services to over 10,000 people in need since the center opened up over 22 years ago.
And that's probably one of the most misunderstood parts of that, too, is your physical facility. Your location is in Oklahoma, but that doesn't mean if someone, for example, here in Iowa needs the services of an agency like Narconon that they have to uproot and head to Oklahoma.
They certainly don't, although a lot of times, I mean, it's always good to travel a little bit for, like, any kind of rehabilitation services. It's good to get away from your local surroundings and, of course, from a family member perspective, you know, the person who's struggling, they're not going on vacation. They're going to have bad days, horrible days, and they're going to want to just walk out the door. And so when they're further away, it gives them that sense that, you know, maybe I should stick it through rather than just get angry and walk out the door.
Well, there's so many prongs to addiction that it's probably good just to get out of you any semblance sometimes of your normal circumstances, your normal life, the normal folks that you run into, to get away from some of those maybe regular triggers that you might have. And is that some of the things that make Narconon maybe a little different from some of the other centers?
Yes. I mean, we're completely secluded. We're in the middle of a state park. And, of course, we're on top of, like, 215 acres. So you've got a lot of room just to spread and your arms, your legs, your wings, and just really focus on yourself rather than worry about the person that's next to you. I mean, it's a huge facility. We've at one point have housed like even up to 200 students. We don't call them patients or clients. We call them students because it's a learning experience. And so being able to have that room, that air, that the view, the lake, and just being able to really focus on yourself, it makes a big impact.
That type of situation is probably a shock to the individual, especially if they might come from, say, for example, a larger city or something at first. But I suppose over time, folks kind of settle in and start to understand the benefit, not just to them, but to the folks that they love as well.
Yes, coming from the city background, I mean, I grew up in New York City, like right there in Manhattan, L.A., and also like Orange County in California. It's good to finally just slow down and really think and hear yourself think, too.
Well, why is Narconon so different from other types of centers?
Well, Narconon is not a 12-step program. The Narconon program actually consists of a specific series of treatment objectives that actually reduces the cravings for the drugs and alcohol. It also improves, like, your physical health as well because we are biophysical. We do incorporate exercise. We also help with developing sound problem identification and, of course, problem-solving skills. Now, you have to understand that we have to also heighten one's comprehension and acceptance of, like, sound moral values. I mean, that's what's really important is being ethical, being able to do what's right, and, of course, self-esteem. We have to build self-esteem and, of course, improve the addict's ability to correct unwanted conditions and, of course, the behaviors in his or her life. Now, all these are key ingredients that actually contribute to the success of the Narconon treatment program.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are treatment programs in a number of locations, large and small, all over the country. You know, when you talk about, like, for example, your facility that you're talking to us from today is in Oklahoma, why should they consider something like Narconon instead of maybe one that might physically be right down the street?
Well, not all treatment centers are the same. One of the most popular treatment steps or programs are the 12-step programs, and A lot of times people do need more than just the 12 steps. Narcanon is different because when the drugs or the alcohol are consumed, the body will digest these toxins, and they'll eliminate most of them, but not all of them, through sweat and urine. Some of these toxins, they can remain in the system. They become trapped in the body's fatty tissue, and of course can stay there for long periods of time. Now, these stored toxins, I mean, they sound harmless, but they can be triggered, and they can remind an addict of, like, the drugs or alcohol used in the past. So we call these reminder a craving. When we experience things like exercise, stress, anger, or excitement, our heart rate increases and our bodies burn additional fat for energy. So when you put this all together, an addict who has all these stored drug and alcohol-related toxins in their fat, it can be released and remind them at a physical level of the drugs or alcohol. And, of course, when this occurs, the person who's struggling is prone to use the drugs or alcohol again. And they can experience these cravings, these drug cravings, long after they stop using in the first place.
It's a lot more than just a simple, you have to stop doing this now because you're ruining your life and the lives of others. It's more than just the, getting in someone's face, you know, the scared straight kind of a mentality. There are other issues involved there, too. And how does your center go about treating these types of programs?
Well, through the use of a program that we put together for that person, the individual, because each person's different, it consists of, like, a precise combination of exercise, nutritional supplements, fluids, and, of course, time sweating in, like, a low-heat sauna. Now, each program participant must have a medical okay from our medical doctor before they can participate in the program. And, of course, they're closely supervised through the process. It's very intense. It just cleanses the whole body. And, of course, the program participants regularly do report that they do experience an increase in physical well-being because, you know, vitamins, supplements, and exercise. Who wouldn't? But it also helps decrease the cravings for the drugs and alcohol as well.
Mm-hmm. Angie, is that type of a process unique to your facilities, or do you at Narcanon reach out to other organizations around the country?
Well, there are many organizations that, there's not a lot out there, but there are many that want to utilize the sauna program as well. And, of course, you know, we're all brothers in arms, so we will help them. If they want to incorporate the sauna program to their 12-step program, that's perfectly fine. Ours is a little different because ours is completely holistic. We don't use drugs to treat a drug addiction problem. We also do a lot of these objectives and, of course, these training routines to help a person really be comfortable with themselves. Not only that, but be comfortable in the situation that they find themselves in, because that is where they're going to be tested if they're going to go back to that instant gratification, which will cause remorse and, of course, guilt, and then just start the cycle of addiction all over again.
Do you find that a number of folks that approach Narcanon about treatment have maybe been through other types of treatment, or have tried several times, just have never been able to find what it takes for them to get back to what they want to be?
Oh, yes. I mean, this past year, we've had so many students. I mean, 22 years, we had over 10,000 students come in of our program. And I've heard as many as 30 different programs before they actually reached to Narcanon. And, you know, it's sad because not a lot of people know that there's something different out there. I mean, there's wilderness, there's the holistic approach, there's also, like, a religious base. There's so many different programs, but it doesn't necessarily mean that program will work for them.
And if folks want to know more, how can they find out some more information?
Well, they can certainly call us. Our number is 1-800-468-6933, or they can go online at www.solveaddiction.com. We have live representatives that can answer any of their unique questions and, of course, go over any options for them. A lot of times the Internet doesn't have the exact answers that they're looking for, so our live representatives will listen and go over the exact option for that person who's struggling.
And making the call doesn't commit them to anything. They can find out more information just easily by getting online or making the phone call.
Yes. I mean, everything is protected by HIPAA laws, too. So everything is confidential. And, of course, if they call in, we can actually send free information If they're interested in finding out more about the program or just about drugs and all these toxins that are stuck in your fat cells, we can send all that information completely free as well.
Very good. Well, Angie, thank you for the information today. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.